Well, Te Kāhui Tangata Human Rights Commission, they've appointed Julia Whaipoti as Tato Urutahi, the shared leader, working alongside Tato Uruora shared leader, C.E. Meg Urund. It has kicked up a big storm of pushback, of, you know, opposition by the current government, particularly New Zealand, or particularly ACT, and Paul Goldsmith from the National Party as well, too, here to talk about to us about Julia's appointment, Claire Charters. She joins us now all the way from London. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Claire. Thanks very much for joining me. Claude Hawati here. Julia's appointment? Tēnā koe. What do you make of Julia's appointment? Qualifications, experience, because we know that she comes with a raft of those. And then also, too, what do you make of the pushback by the coalition government to her appointment?
Look, Julia's amazing, as I think we all know. She's really well-versed in your waitangi and human rights, especially, which is so important to Te Kāhui Tika Tangata. She is a strong voice for human rights and she's your waitangi. So I think she's an amazing appointment for us. In terms of what I make of the pushback, I guess. So, you know, New Zealand's Human Rights Commission, like other human rights bodies in other countries, are independent bodies. We are internationally accountable. We are have an international mandate. It is really important that we speak out and when there are human rights and in New Zealand's case, Indigenous people's rights issues. And I think Julia will be incredibly helpful for us in fulfilling those international obligations and indeed also our obligations under New Zealand legislation.
How independent is it from the Crown and how independent is it from the government, given that both David Seymour and Paul Goldsmith have had pushed back on the appointment and they are asking for a report on that appointment? This is a shared treaty-based appointment. It is collaboration. It is co-governance. It is everything that this coalition government does not want.
Well, effectively, we're thinking about our Te Tiriti o Waitangi journey and our obligations under human rights law around self-determination. And the appointment of effectively a co-CE model is a reflection of that partnership that was established under Te Tiriti o Waitangi and is expected under international human rights norms. So it's only appropriate, I think, that the New Zealand Human Rights Commission reflects those as the body that is there to uphold and try and uphold human rights by the government and generally in New Zealand. It's absolutely appropriate that we model those rights and those human rights and those obligations under Te Tiriti o Waitangi and international human rights norms.
And so what then do you make of the criticisms that, you know, it is a waste of taxpayer-funded or taxpayer money, that the organisation is taxpayer-funded?
Right. So I guess, for starters, I'm not sure that it's realised that we effectively disestablished a position in order to make this position possible. So it becomes effectively financially neutral, more or less. So there's that factor. But it's our commitment to be as according to our legislation, where we have to abide by and also draw out the tititity, dimensions of human rights. It's absolutely consistent with our legislative mandate that we, in honouring tititity and honouring our obligation, legislatively mandated, that we have this Te Tiriti reflected model where we have this co-CE structure.
And therein lies the issue, isn't it, that it's in legislation, which this coalition government is intent on repealing legislation that does give effect to Te Tiriti and to governance arrangements, honouring of the treaty. That is the issue. It's in legislation which they wish to repeal.
Yeah, so as far as I'm aware, and bear with me because I've been out of the country for the last 3 weeks, and so just following on media, but bear with me there. But as far as I understand, it's really the coalition government is really focused on references to Te Tiriti or Waitangi in legislation and principles. Now, the Human Rights Act, which is a little bit different because it's not about so much requiring entities to act in accordance with Te Tiriti or Waitangi, but it's our legislative mandate with respect to human rights that we highlight the Te Tiriti or treaty, I guess, dimensions of human rights, which is a little bit different than that. So I'm not sure whether that section in the Human Rights Act, Green Lights Human Rights, is subject to this reform, potential or proposed reform by the government.
And so then what do you make of the reasons why they're reviewing positions like this? They're reviewing the use of Te Reo in public services as mm-hmm. a cost-saving measure as opposed mm-hmm. to withdrawing from anything tikanga. They're saying we need to spend money, and of course it gets at the expense of Te Reo and Māori. What do you make of that?
Look, gosh, I'm not sure what I can say there. All I would add there is that I mean I don't know the financials. I don't know to what extent this would be a cost saving measure. What I would say is that since post World War II, when the human rights structure was set up around the United Nations, is that it's always been known that being a human rights abiding nation requires resources. Upholding human rights requires resources in order to achieve equality, in order to achieve in the Indigenous rights space, cultural rights, and so on. That it does, require resources, be they financial and other resources. So again, I don't know the level of, amount of money that we're talking about, whether it is really significant or not. But I would say that in general, human rights require, in order to abide by our international obligations and to be a, human rights abiding, human rights progressive nation, will always cost to some extent, in all sorts of ways.
What price human rights?
Or require resources.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Claire, for joining us. Thank you for taking time out on your busy international schedule. We appreciate it so very much. Thank you very much.
So much.
It's Claire.
Thanks so much.
Human Rights Commission. Namahi.